This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we're at the Lake Park Bandshell for this week's Municipal Band Concert. We will be listening to A Choral Fanfare by John Rotter, Percy Grainger's The Children's March, Fire of Eternal Glory by Shashlovich, Slava by Leonard Bernstein, Vero Anderson's The Girl in Satin, and highlights from Pocahontas. I am Juan Galarza. You're listening to the Live Feed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful Wednesday evening to be here at the Bandshell for a concert by your Winona Municipal Band. Thank you. It's great to be here. Tonight we're going to open with a fanfare. It's actually a choral fanfare. It was written by John Rutter in 1989. It's supposed to be for choir, and I don't usually like to do vocal things, but when the opening words of the song are "blow the trumpets," it seems appropriate. Here is a choral fanfare by John Rutter.
Thank you.
Well, you picked the perfect night to be here. Tonight we're going to be featuring the lower voices of the band. I'm not going to say the bottom of the band, because we all know that we are the foundation. Sorry, I'm a tuba player, and we tend to get overlooked. We tend to get overlooked a lot, thank you very much. In fact, all of the low voices in the band do. So we're going to take care of that tonight. We're going to be opening with a little march, written in 1924, entitled Them Basses. I don't often program marches back to back, but again, sticking with the theme of featuring the lower voices of the band, we are next going to play a piece by Percy Grainger. It was written in 1919. A lot of his pieces we are all familiar with, Lincolnshire Posy, Irish Tune from County Derry, Shepherd's Hay. Well, those were all pieces that he just arranged, and we all know them, we play them, we love them. The Children's March is actually original. These were not tunes that he borrowed. These are not folk songs. These are original compositions. Like I said, from 1919, here is the Children's March. Please pay very close attention to the bassoon section. Thank you. We would next like to play for you the song, the classical composition that is played more often than any other song. Seriously, we are going to play The Fire of Eternal Glory by Shostakovich. Now, this was written in 1960. He was commissioned by, I'm going to try not to massacre this name, Novorossiysk. It's a place in Russia. They have a war memorial there in tribute to the World War I veterans. And there's an eternal flame that burns there. In 1960, they commissioned Shostakovich to compose a piece that would play every hour. And it has, ever since 1960, when this work was debuted, every hour, on the hour, this song has been played in Russia. Here is The Fire of Eternal Glory. We would next like to play for you a song that was written in 1977 and it received its debut at the Kennedy Center of Performing Arts under the direction of Rostropovich. He had just been appointed as the music director there, and he asked a good friend of his, Leonard Bernstein, to write a piece that he could use as an opener. Rostropovich's nickname is Slava, which means glory. So, graciously, Leonard Bernstein wrote this wonderful piece entitled Slava. Thank you. there's a fine line between saying too much and not saying enough. And I have been accused of I've never met a mic that I didn't like. So I try to watch what I say, but I do have to worry about their chops a little bit. Thank you. I'm glad you like that. We're going to play a song written by the master of orchestral novelty numbers. This is a piece by Leroy Anderson from 1953. Here is a little tango for you, The Girl in Satin. Just giving you a little prelude of next week, just so you know, next week, mark it on your calendar, featured performer, yes, the incomparable Dr. Frank Burris. And he's even worse with the mic than I am.
This is being said with the sanction of the mother of our children. She said it was okay to do this. We started playing in the band in 1979, and my wife was curiously pregnant that whole summer. You know, those things happen. I was the team doc for the Winona State Choir in the spring when they went to Mexico City, and the photographer then Gary had a wife, Julie, who was also the same pregnant. So we, the two wives, kind of waddled around Mexico City with us. So as the summer progressed, the pregnancy progressed, and by gosh, the last concert, she didn't make it. She wound up in the hospital, hatching our last child. Mm-hmm. So the evening after the delivery was the last concert of the season, and Dr. Richard Lindner very nicely and kindly dedicated this last tune, The Girl in the Satin Dress, to my wife, thinking now, once she was unpregnant, she could start wearing satin dresses again. It's cute, but you know.
She is a saint, isn't she? This year marks the 125th anniversary of the March Semper Fidelis by John Philip Sousa. This march in particular was a turning point for him. It made the change from the British style of composing marches to more of the American style, what we are used to. For me personally, this was the very first Sousa march that I ever got to play. It's got the best bass line of any Sousa march, and I can still remember all of the fingerings for the entire trio section. This is the march entitled Semper Fidelis. It's dedicated to the U.S. Marine Corps, always faithful. What more can you say? It's John Philip Sousa. Here's Semper Fidelis. As usual, we'd like to thank the folks from Merchants Bank for providing us with water during our break this evening. It's always appreciated very much. Also like to thank the newspapers for promoting us and letting you know what we're going to be playing every week, as well as Winona Radio and the folks at HBC. In case some of you were wondering, we do apologize for the noise that was going on. HBC graciously comes and broadcasts every week, and last week they had a little problem with the generator in their van right back there, and so they had to plug in this portable one, and it was really loud, those of you may recall. We still have the same portable generator out, but they've worked around it, so thanks guys, it's not nearly as bad as it was. Thank you, we really appreciate it. We can hear what's going on, so thank you very much. The Disney movie production company went through about a decade of really low quality cartoons. Sorry, I'm a real cartoon buff. There's nothing I like better. And then 1990 happened, and that's when a whole string of just really quality cartoons, animation came out from the Disney studio. That was, and not just the animation, but the quality of the music that was written for those scores. Just second rate, or second to none, actually. Second rate, no. It started with Little Mermaid, and then Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, The Lion King, the whole slew, and also thrown in there from 1995, here is selections from Pocahontas. Most of you will recognize Colors of the Wind. That was a very popular song. But there's just some really, really nice music, not just the singing stuff from the show, but the instrumental music as well. As I said, here is highlights from Pocahontas. Thank you. Thank you all so much for being here tonight, for being such a great audience. Please remember to drive safely on your way home. Remember to buckle up. We only have 2 more weeks left as far as being out here. So we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Don't forget Dr. Burris. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the live feed. I'm Juan Galarza, and you are listening to the Winona Municipal Band Concert on July 31st, 2013.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.